Oops, I kind of got, let's see, let's go back this way. There we go. So, you know, this is the same slide I showed you a couple of weeks ago, and these are the concerns that we're hearing. And they're all legitimate concerns. And I think that we need to, you know, take a step back, look at these and address some of these concerns and do some research on these. I would like to address some common misconceptions that we've heard the last few weeks, that the overlay applies to the cities within Clatsop County. That is not true. Clatsop County only has jurisdiction in the unincorporated areas of the county. So everything outside of a city limit or an urban growth boundary that would not be affected by this. I've heard several times, if my house burns down, I can't rebuild if I'm in the overlay. That, again, is not true. If you have a house and it burns down, you can replace it. If you have vacant land and you want to build a house, you can build a house. I've also heard there's a moratorium on construction. Again, not true. We've also heard that the tsunami hazard overlay maps are based on FEMA flood maps. That, again, is not true. The tsunami hazard overlay maps that we have are based on the tsunami inundation maps that were developed by the State Department of Geology. And those were released about 3 years ago. It's also some talk about regulating essential facilities and special occupancy structures. That is actually in statute, Oregon Revised Statute 455.446, what a lot of us will commonly call the Senate Bill 379 line. Right now, that line is approximately where the line for the medium inundation area is. This line, when it was drawn quite some time ago, was simply hand-drawn based on elevations along the coastline. But it is very close to what we have on our inundation maps as the medium zone. I know it was last year or so, there was a committee formed, an advisory committee, to advise DGAMI about this. They're required to update this line whenever new information and new technology is available, and they will be doing that sometime next year. The committee recommended that they adopt the large inundation line, the same one that we are recommending in our code. So I would expect to see something come from DGAMI next year and updating the 379 line. So tonight, I'd like to provide some options for the commission to consider. One, to table the ordinance. Let's put everything on hold, listen to the concerns we have, address the concerns we've heard, perhaps have a work session, invite some industry professionals, insurance agents, appraisers, those types of people, flood insurance specialists, to come talk with us. And let's address these concerns and work through them into something that we think might work for everyone. You could also deny the ordinance outright this evening, and this would end the project. Or three, you could approve the ordinance as presented or through modifications that this board identifies. Staff would recommend that you table the ordinance this evening and then provide staff direction on how you would like us to proceed in this matter. So on your screen, you have three recommended motions, a motion to table, a motion to approve, and a motion to deny. And that's all I have, and I'll take questions if you have them.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is there any questions for staff?
Probably not right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Staff. This is a continuation of the hearing on Ordinance 1504 regarding the proposed tsunami hazard overlay.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Roan.
I move to table the ordinance indefinitely.
We have a motion to table the ordinance indefinitely.
When can I ask questions about what the meaning of that is? Okay.
Yeah, we can deliberate all evening if we want.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll second it because I want a discussion.
We have a motion to second to table the ordinance indefinitely. Is there any deliberation?
What does indefinitely mean?
Forever.
Okay.
It would...
Okay.
Council could correct me. I believe it's on the table until we remove it off the table, which means in 5 years from now, suppose the state mandates policies. At that point, we could take it off the table and revisit the whole conversation.
All right.
Okay.
But
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Chair, are you done, Commissioner?
Yes, I'm
Commissioner,
done.
Commissioner Thompson.
Thank you. I have an ex parte contact to report. I hadn't realized. I saw Planning Commission Chair Bruce Francis at the LCDC roundtable. He and I had a brief discussion. I didn't realize that was an ex parte contact. So he said he'd spoken, he and I spoke, and he said he'd spoken with Commissioner Roan too. So it wasn't substantive. He just proposed that he thought it would, or opined, I think is more accurate, that it would be good to give people time to get used to it, as he put it. So I just wanted to report that, number one. And number two, I wanted to thank the neighbors who came to participate in a discussion of a public process that's about our community, yours, mine, ours, everybody's, because this is very important. We have new information to consider, and we as your policymakers, I think, want to consider it in a way that's inclusive and respectful and informed. What I would hope that we would do during this tabling process would be to use staff's resources to pull in experts, because I don't want to leave all of the neighbors just hanging, wondering, what are the feds going to do? What is the state going to do? What's the impact on my homeowner's insurance? What's the impact if I want to buy a house or sell a house or a business in this zone? So I'd like us as the policymakers to be able to gather experts and to keep an informed discussion so that the neighbors who are concerned have an opportunity to learn more, to be reassured, so that it isn't somebody doing something to you. Rather, it's an opportunity for all of us to learn together. Because this tsunami inundation, we have new science all the time. I mean, the Department of Geology got LIDAR, this fancy, expensive stuff, to look. It gave them more information. That's why things changed. But the Department of Geology is different than FEMA. I mean, we've got all kinds of state and federal agencies in play, and the neighbors are at the effect of all of that. So if we, as policymakers who have expert staff, who are very concerned, who are both willing and able to draw in experts and stay in communication with our neighbors so that we can work on this together. That's what I would hope for. I don't know how that plays into Commissioner Roan's motion that's on the floor now, but what I would hope is that we don't just kind of turn our heads away and pretend it's not happening, because it's happening to us. How do we engage with it in a way that people are informed and empowered, and we can act together as policymakers, as neighbors, all of us together working to make this a safe and happier place to live? That's what I would hope.
Thank you. Do any of the other commissioners have any deliberations?
I have a comment.
Sure.
I think this is the most this I've ever seen this room filled since I have been a commissioner, and I'm very happy to see so many. Whether I would agree or not agree, I think it's wonderful. It shows the public is passionate about their property, passionate about what goes on in the county, and I thank you for coming.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say that I appreciate the professionalism of staff. I respect the staff. I respect the Planning Commission and their work. I support the overall objectives of the conversations that have taken place. As a private landowner, additional policies that affect property are something that I think are a concern, and I think that's why people are here and really no other reason. So I think it's great that our commission can be respectful of the community that we have the privilege of representing. So I would I hope that everyone supports the motion that I've made.
Okay. Seeing no further
Well, so wait. So what are we going to let staff continue to be involved and to bring together? I mean, is the way that seems reasonable to me is that the Tsunami Hazard Overlay Committee resumes and draws in people from the Insurance Commission, for example, not just agents, but people from the Insurance Commissioner of the State of Oregon who regulates how insurance works in this state. And I don't know exactly who from the financial services industry, but I want the neighbors who are concerned to know actually what they're up against. What are we all dealing with? I don't want to just stop. So is that allowed? I mean, does
well,
that...
Well, sure, we can have that conversation anytime, Commissioner Thompson. Down the road, we could, you know, it would be fine to have a work session to talk to insurance folks. We could put that on the agenda for, you know, sometime later down the road. And continue this very important conversation about something that greatly affects all of us. County Manager Mays?
Yeah, perhaps the staff can kind of take a lead role in getting these people together and maybe schedule something for several months in advance of today and perhaps hold a work session where we can hear from local experts. I think the big issue, too, is what the state intentions are, and I think we should all get a better handle on what the state's going to be doing in the future. So that might be step one in the process, and we can certainly get back to you and continue to communicate with the residents as to where we're going to be going in the future. But for right now, it's on. We're hearing that it's on indefinite hold until such time as we can put that together.
Yes, the state's going to deal with this, and I'd like to alert the folks in the room that you know, in the next short session or 2 years from now, it very may well possible be this could come up again on the state level. And so folks here tonight that are concerned with this really want to be paying attention to what's going on in Salem. And so they can get in front and get our voice heard on a county. It's possible that we would group with some other of the other counties along the coast to make sure that we're our voice is heard in Salem, as this overlay could come back to Butler County by the state legislature.